Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. I've hosted thousands of radio and TV shows and podcasts, and here is where I pass on my tips to help you get a better voice for all of those situations outlined in the title of the show. We're talking about microphone technique, and today, breathing near a microphone. Yeah? When you can, you want to take a breath before you open the microphone. So the first thing a listener hears is a word and not a gasp. Now, obviously, you can't do that in the middle of a flow, of a speech, of a read, of a script. But you can certainly do it for the very first sentence. Also, beware of lip smacks when you take subsequent breaths, when you're on air or on a record at the start of a new story or paragraph. So that's the sound that occurs when you take a breath and utter a habitual kind of wet kiss sound, that tusk kind of sound that I did a few moments ago when you open your mouth. It can be an unconscious habit, and once your listener's spotted, it's very annoying for them. And also it can be interpreted as a kind of tutting sound, as though you're judging what you or someone else has just said. Gasped in breaths during a read can be caused by nerves. You may be worried that you'll run out of air, want to take a big lungful, what you do in a freeze situation, or if you're about to run away. And as we've seen before, a big breath will cause tension in your neck and throat and shoulders, and also causes big pressure in your throat, all that air ready to rush out. So relax. Remember, you don't need to suck air in. It's done naturally to even out the pressure lost once you've let it out. You don't even need to think about breathing, really. After all, you do it naturally most of the day, and certainly all of the night when you're asleep. So don't gasp like that. Don't do that, sucking the air in either. Just make sure that when you're sitting properly, with your head raised up, you've got that confidence and you've practiced proper breathing technique off air, you just allow the breath just to drop in to your lungs, let the diaphragm do its work as you naturally read the next sentence of the script and naturally read in all the right places. And we talked about breathing technique and where you breathe in a script over the course of the last 18 months on the course of this podcast. Okay. Any ideas that you want explained to you in a bit more detail, get in touch with me on Twitter. I'm Tweeter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART. That's on mic breathing today. What to wear on mic tomorrow. What to wear on mic? This is a sound course. It's audio, not video, Peter. What are you talking about? What to wear on mic? You'll find out tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.